If it's Friday, it's meetup time with Meet the Press moderator Chuck Todd, the political director for NBC News. Chuck, you just heard the debate for the Secretary of State's office was last night. That's an office that oversees Arizona's elections, and Republican Mark Finchem is probably the most Trumpy statewide candidate here, at least regarding elections.
We are still looking at some of the evidence that's been gathered. Here's a prime example. Over 140,000 ballot images don't have an audit head stamp. How did that happen?
By the way, the former data analyst for the Secretary of State's office, who worked underneath a Republican, said he has no idea what head stamps are, what Mark Finchem was referring to. Is this because more Trumpy Republicans are paying attention to this this particular race, the Secretary of State's race? Is that the reason Finchem's 5 points ahead?
It might be. I mean, it's I think that he has a higher name ID for now on that front. Look, I you know, the entire landscape in Arizona seems to be driven by more on election on 2020 and some of these other issues. And it's one of those things that I've been watching compared to other states. So, you know, this midterm cycle is now one where you can't sit here and say this is all about this or this is all about that. It really does depend on the state. Arizona is a state where it feels as if the issues involving the democracy are more front and center. That probably helps the Democrats. But we'll see, because I see Kerry Lake is as strong as ever and Finchem is as strong as ever. Here's a question I have. Fontes did debate Finchem. Is that going to change Katie Hobbs' mind?
Yeah, I doubt it.
I think it's interesting, though.
I just think this is such a high risk for her not to debate. I think this is a huge risk.
Yeah, I agree.
And with the Secretary of State's office in Arizona in charge of the elections statewide, it is interesting that the man that was in charge of the county elections here in Maricopa County,
Adrian Fontes, the Democrat, right?
You know, is competing against a guy who's questioning the entire 2020 election in Arizona, and they both want to be in charge of it.
Yeah. I mean, that's, this is a case where Finchem's in charge of it. Can we be confident in what the certified count's going to be in 2024?
I think that's the biggest question for everybody in that race there. Okay, so Chuck.
I mean, it just is.
Yeah. And yes, a heartbeat away from the executive office, because that's the Secretary of State's our lieutenant governor here in Arizona. So last week, Chuck, when we talked, $8 million in pro Blake Masters broadcast ads had been taken off the table by Mitch McConnell's super PAC. Then this week, they canceled another $10 million. So I'll ask you again, have the Republicans given up on flipping that Arizona Senate seat to their side of the aisle?
Is Mitch McConnell? Yes. I mean, I don't want to sit here and say it's all Republicans. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be some money. I think this is a little bit of a game of chicken with Peter Thiel, who's been sort of the super funder for Blake Masters during the primary and has not ponied up. But I do think McConnell thinks if you're going to get in here and nominate people that are first-time candidates that don't always know what they're doing, you ought to help with the general election. So I do think some of this is still a game of chicken, but the polls are the polls. And the fact is, there's a lot of numbers. There's not a lot of evidence that Masters is within three or four points of Kelly right now.
Yeah, I think I saw it was 12 points he was behind.
Yeah, and you look at the financial disparity. So I think the fact of the matter is North Carolina and Pennsylvania are both more winnable, I think, for the Republicans and more at this point more important to their path to getting the majority.
So I think
they look at Nevada and they look at, you know, when they look at Democratic pickup opportunities, I think they look at Nevada and Georgia as being much better chances, a much better chance for them than Arizona.
As you prognosticate here, I think most people are agreeing the U.S. House of Representatives is going to flip to the Republicans. But at this point, would you say the Democrats have the best chance of retaining control of the House, of the Senate?
I think they do. I mean, it really does feel as if both parties have a 60% chance of winning the chamber they're favored to win, right? I put the Democrats' chances of holding the Senate about 60 and the Republican chances of getting the House at about 60%. But honestly, these have turned into knife fights.
Yeah.
I mean, these are no longer nationalized. I mean, they're nationalized in the debate, but these are individual knife fights now, even on the House level. I mean, look, the Republicans have the advantage, but it's narrow. I mean, I don't think you're going to see a swing of more than 10 seats.
Okay.
And that in and of itself is just going to mean a narrow House Republican majority good luck, Kevin McCarthy.
Right, exactly. Yeah,
he may miss the minority. It was a lot more easier.
Right. All right. Chuck, you can catch him, of course, on Meet the Press 7 a.m. on Sunday morning on Channel 12. And, of course, on NBC News Now, Meet the Press Now. It's...